Founded in 1991 by patients, the FSHD Society is the largest grassroots network of FSHD patients, their families, and research activists. The FSHD Society offers a community of support, news, and information for the millions of people affected by FSHD worldwide. This is FSHD Society Radio. Welcome to the FSHD Society Radio Show. I'm your host, Tim, and we are here yet again for another great episode of Hot Off the Press, where we're trying to give you quick bites of what's going on right now in the FSHD Society. You know, we talk about research, we bring in some scientists for that, or we're talking about fundraising events or other things going on or big events happening in FSHD Society. Today, we're going to talk about one of our biggest events, and that is the Walk and Roll. And as you can see, we have one of our amazing, amazing leaders in that regard, Beth Johnson. Welcome, Beth, for being here yet again to talk yet another year. We are approaching the Walk and Roll event happening in September. I know a lot of them are happening throughout September. I think the big key day is where we do live stream and all that on the 23rd. That's a Saturday. And there's others happening, but we can definitely get to that, kind of talk about all those things, that little pop-up walks all happening all over the place. For those that are new to the FSHD Society, and there are people that are new to the FSHD Society, maybe heard a little bit of the Walk and Roll coming up, but what can you say about it? What's it about?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you, Tim, for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your amazing radio show. I love this. So I will just tell you a little bit about the Walk and Roll to Cure FSHD. You know, it kind of officially started as our national signature fundraising event back in 2018, when at the same time when we launched our chapter program as well. And now it is not just a national event, but it's an international event. We've actually expanded into Canada with a few more sites. So it's really the only event across North America that is solely focused on raising funds for FSHD. The events are led entirely by volunteer leaders. They're supported by our very small staff. And like I said, they take place all over the US and in Canada. And you mentioned all throughout September and kind of into early October, actually, a bit this year. We've got a great landing page on our website. If you go to fshdsociety.org/walkroll, you can see there's an interactive map there with a list of all the locations. And I'm encouraging everyone just to see if there is a walk and roll, like in-person event near you. But if there isn't one close to you, you can always join what we're calling the International Virtual Event, and you can walk and roll your way, we call it, where, you know, you can hang out with your friends and family on the driveway, or you can, you know, do a ceremonial walk around a park that's close to you, something like that. Nice. But yeah, like I said, you don't need to be there in person to participate and support the fundraising efforts of everyone. It's just, it's a great way to join in, is either join an in-person event near you or join the virtual event that's international. I do want to mention one thing, because we've been running this now 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. So this is our fifth official year of the Walk and Roll. And so we've been tracking, you know, revenue raise and expenses. And, you know, we hit this thing called COVID, like halfway through it. And usually it takes about 3 years for a program like this to really get off the ground. And in our third year, that little guy called COVID came and kind of ruined everything. But we got back on board and started having in-person events again. And so we've been tracking how the revenues and expenses have been tracking. And on average, I am proud to say that this Walk and Roll is one of the lowest event expense ratios in the nonprofit industry. So more than 91% of every dollar that is raised goes directly to fund research, to fund programs of patient education and support. It funds the progress towards the development and access to treatments. So we're really proud, actually, of that fact.
Absolutely. That's a huge number, because it does take some money to put on these events. So I think everybody understands that when they're going to the events, not everything is necessarily donated. You know, obviously the leaders, volunteer leadership there is donating their time and their effort. Maybe there are certain local businesses that are involved, helping kind of streamline some of those costs. And we always are grateful and thankful to all of them and the people throwing these great walk and roll events. They're a lot of fun. But 91% goes right to that research, because there's a lot of research coming. There's a lot of things coming through the pipeline right now. So that's a lot of money that we need at the right time, it seems like, right here in September, to kind of help push other things along.
Yeah. And our goal this year is to raise $1 million through the walk. And over the years, just to add to our little stats, we've raised, I want to say, close to $3.5 million for research and patient programs and support and things like that, just through the walk and roll. So it's really, it's a critical fundraiser. It's a fun fundraiser. And there's a lot to it. And you're right, there's so many volunteers out there that are just busting their butts to put on a really great event for everybody.
But is it, you know, we talk about the money it raises, but is it really just for fundraising? I mean, this kind of goes beyond just that, isn't it? Is it really more of a community thing?
Yeah, totally. Good point. It's not just a fundraiser, actually. It's really an opportunity to do so many other intangible things. So like we kind of said, it raises awareness by educating and informing people who may not even know what FSHD is. Mm-hmm. They might not know what the society is. And now that we're up in Canada, they might not know what the FSHD Canada Foundation is. I've been at a park when random strangers that were walking their dog come up to me at the check-in table and ask, what's going on here? And I've been actually able to educate complete strangers about FSHD at the walk and roll itself. So that's kind of cool. It totally builds relationships. So among the local FSHD community and the people that love them, it builds relationships with them. So families, friends, colleagues, they're all gathering together on this one day, all with some sort of relationship to someone with FSHD, if it's not themselves. So it really is the single largest crowd of the year who are all there to support FSHD. So it's so amazing. It's a great opportunity to educate people, kind of as I said. And it's often the first time that people are with others that also have some sort of connection to the disease. I remember one year at our Colorado walk, I had put out an ad on Facebook just to kind of, you know, see if there was somebody that didn't know about us that we could reach. And sure enough, a couple showed up. And this family, they just showed up to the walk and roll randomly, and it was their first time that they'd ever seen anybody else with FSHD. So we are reaching people, you know, that we probably couldn't have, reached before through this event. So that's kind of cool. And we've really seen tremendous things happen where, someone who's impacted personally by FSHD, living with this disease every day, whether it's a patient themselves or someone close to them, someone they care for, really makes them feel empowered, kind of inspired, renewed. It gives them a greater sense of purpose in so many ways. So for a patient, the event can be something for them that it kind of gives them a really way to fight back, you know, like they might not have the means to make a huge donation or anything like that, but you know what, they can show up at a walk and ask their family and friends to come along and support them. And that's their way of fighting back. And for like our friends and family, I've been told by them that it really gives them a way to help where they may have felt helpless before and may not have felt that they could help in any other way. They're so happy to show up, walk and roll with their family member or friend and just support them in perhaps the only way that they really know how. So it really is just way more than just a fundraiser. It's all those things as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like almost feels like a, call it like a reunion, right? Of like some sort. And to get people to reconnect or for the first time, I mean, that still happens where people have never met someone else with the disease. And then here you are, right? Face to face. And then you're in this other type of atmosphere of now it's family members or it's, you know, friends that have come to join too. And I think it gives them the opportunity to connect with other friends and family members of people that have FSHD. And I think that's massively important. And then of course the fundraising is key, as we mentioned, but you know, they kind of go hand in hand. You know, you're kind of looking for that community, that connection. The larger your community, you know, I think the larger that your fundraising numbers and push will be, because that's really ultimately what we're all doing this for. We're doing this for the people impacted and their families and their friends. It can be really powerful. You know, just this summer, I met another baseball coach actually on a field where I walked up to him and I said, I'm looking for so-and-so. And he said, that's me. And I said, I'm Tim Hollenbach. And he immediately recognized me. You're on the radio show. And he goes, I knew you coached baseball. I didn't know he was like right here. And I said, yeah. And then he hugged and I hugged him. And it's like, okay, I got to go coach their third base. And it's like, he goes later, that was the first time I ever met anybody that had this disease. Now we've stayed connected since and this and that. And that was just, you know, about a month ago. But that same kind of, you know, that small moment that I'm describing is happening 100 times over, even if it's not the first time. It's almost like that reconnection. And I keep saying like a reunion, you know, like, okay, I saw your last walk and roll. You know, they might see each other at a chapter meeting and stuff, but not everybody's family is coming too, you know? So yeah, I really implore people, if you can get to one of these walk and rolls in your area, face-to-face, in person, it's just a really good time. It's just a really good time to get together with like old friends almost, right?
It's true. I hear so many of the, at the end of the walk, see you next year. You know,
yes,
that's exactly what it is. Life. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's why it's so totally key and so important for us to have it every year, annually, you know, no matter what, until this cure comes. It's just that.
Or
that
even important. After, because it's really fun.
Yeah. Have an after party, after cure party. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because you make those connections and you're all in it together. It's just massively impactful. Now, I know we are working on all the details, logistics of doing the live stream. I'm always excited to do that. That's going to happen on the 23rd. We're going to kind of jump from one location to another. There's a handful happening on the 23rd. I think you mentioned earlier, Beth, like Utah, Columbus, Virginia area. I think you might have told me Maryland, those. And then others happening throughout the month of September. So I don't know, maybe you want to kind of give a synopsis of, you know, where's everybody dialing in from and walking from and when?
Where's it all happening? So our first walk actually kicks off, it's September the 9th. One of our new Canadian chapters in Calgary, Alberta, will be walking and rolling on September the 9th. And then we've got a couple on the 10th, Colorado and Pacific Northwest. Our new British Columbia chapter up in Vancouver, BC, will be having a celebration on September the 14th. We've got three happening on the 16th, Northeast Florida, Ontario, Canada, and Chicago. LA is doing theirs on the 17th. And then the next weekend, you mentioned the five that'll be there, Utah, Mid-Atlantic, in Maryland there. St. Louis, Columbus, Virginia, all be happening on the 23rd. We've got five more happening on the 24th in Minnesota, out in the Bay Area, in North Texas, near Dallas. We've got a brand new walk on the New Jersey Shore. So if you guys never watched, I think it was called New Jersey Shore, that show on MTV. The New Jersey Shore House is actually right next to the boardwalk that we're going to be walking on. So you can take a selfie with the New Jersey Shore House. Nice. West Michigan's doing theirs on the 24th. And then to wrap up September, Centex down in Austin's going to host theirs on the 30th, along with San Diego, Kansas City, all on the 30th. And then we'll have two more happening in early October. New England in Boston's going to do theirs on the 7th. And then Jack and the Atlanta crew is going to host theirs on Sunday, the 15th of October. So we've got a slew of walks happening all over the country. And I just implore you to get yourself to one if you can, definitely.
Yeah. So that to me is a lot of ground we're covering, isn't it? During that time, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Coast to coast, baby.
Yeah. Coast to coast.
All over North America.
Wow. So with the walk and roll event happening throughout September, live stream going on, going farther north into Calgary, British Columbia, as you mentioned, when people want to register, and we're registering all the way up to if they just want to walk up and register, right? I mean, there's always time.
Yeah, there is time. We hope that you'll register and fundraise early, so that if you do raise $100 or more through your fundraising efforts, you'll get to have a little walk and roll t-shirt when you arrive, and you can wear it proudly as you walk and roll that day. This is a super old design. As a matter of fact, this is an OG t-shirt that we had from one of the walks before we were ever official here in Colorado. I think this is from like 2016 or something like that, but it's such a great shirt. But anyway, if you just, like I said, visit the website, Find a walk near you or just plan to join the virtual walk. If you click through to the walk website and then click on register, you can set up a team. You can invite others to join you. Or you can join a team that already exists. You can join my team in Colorado. It's Team Walking for JJ. JJ is my husband, Jeff Johnston. So we have a team every year called Walking for JJ. So if you want to join my team, feel free. You can register as an individual, but it's much more fun, I think, to be part of a team. So if you register for the virtual event, we want you to know, we want to know how you're going to be walking and rolling that day. So if it's going to be at a local park, if it's in an, around your neighborhood, or if you're just hanging out in your driveway with a group of friends, let us know, because we'd love to put you maybe on the live stream show with Tim and just show us how you're celebrating that day. And then, of course, I mentioned the t-shirt if you raise $100 or more, but there's also prizes available to celebrate those that actually raise a dollar amounts above the $100. So it's all on the website. Fun stuff this year. We've got some really cool prizes to really celebrate the people that help us raise money.
I love the prizes. Yeah, the teams.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, there's still time to do those team registrations and get those teams built, especially if you've been on a recurring team, right? Like, do it again, build your team up, make it bigger, compete. Man, competition, I'm all about that. So the more people you can get to compete, the more fun it gets, and it raises that money more and more. So a lot of good things in place. Anything different or new this year outside of the maybe added locations going on that you know of, that anybody's doing anything? Have they kind of give you any whispers of like, hey, we're going to do this at our walk and roll? Anything to tease us with?
I think the Pacific Northwest might be doing something a little fun at a cidery, a local cidery to help not only support a local business, but also to have a lot of fun. So I know they're kind of doing something a little fun. And then of course I mentioned the New Jersey Shore Boardwalk. That's something we've never done, to actually hit an official boardwalk and, ride along the water on the Jersey Shore. It's going to be a beautiful event that day. That's kind of cool. We, like I said, we've got three new walks this year that have never done it before. So we're just experimenting. Mm-hmm. Teams is our big push this year. Teams just make things more fun. Start a team, you know, or join one that's already out there. We have a big team captain rally coming up on August the 3rd, where we celebrate all the team captains. We give a little bit of tips and tricks on how to make their team not only be more fun, but also be more effective. And then we're going to draw prizes. We do a little prize wheel during the team captain rally. So if you haven't already, bring you as a team captain and bring some of your friends to the rally. We'll have a lot of fun. That's August the 3rd. You can also, it's in the evening, so you can bring your favorite libation and enjoy that with us as we have some fun as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to get everybody excited, as well as packing your toolkit with all the things to be a good team captain. Yeah.
Well done. Well, did we miss anything? Did we leave any stone unturned, or did we hit all our pillar marks?
I don't think so. I think we got it. I mean, I just, you know, I feel like we're working for treatments and a cure every day. And so while we're doing that, I feel like the walk is just a really tangible, living, breathing thing where anyone can play a part in making a really, a very real difference in either their own lives or somebody else's lives. So it's really a beautiful thing to see. I just feel like you got to be there and experience it to really get what I mean, man.
Yeah, I totally agree. You got to experience it in person if you can. I have the privilege of jumping from people's different walk and rolls a little bit, so I know I'm virtually there, but it is fun to see what everybody's doing, the excitement, the energy. They put the camera out there, right? And they're all screaming and cheering, especially down in Texas. I remember that happened a couple of times. Oh, this is so cool. You know, just the energy. Gotta love the Texans energy, you know? So
they got tons of energy.
And so I always look forward to the day. It's a nice way to start our fall. And, you know, around here, it's just kind of known like, hey, September means walk and roll season. And everybody gets on board, and my family wears the shirts, and we do a little self walk in the neighborhood. Everybody's like, "Oh, there are those Alabama's going around again with the shirts." So yeah, I totally look forward to it. Love all the hard work you guys are doing, putting it all into it, going all in. Same with you, Beth. Thank you so much for doing this again. being all in for us. We do appreciate that.
We're here until, like I say, we work ourselves out of a job when there's treatments and a cure, and we shut the lights off to the building and say, we're good. We're done. We did it. We're here until that happens.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And thank you all for joining us here on another episode of FSHD Society Radio Show. Check out fshdsociety.org. Find the walk and roll event near you. Register now. Get the word out. Make a team. Do all those great things. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Take care.